listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about those who are qualified to serve. And I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 6, verse 3, which says this. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Acts chapter 6 tells us there was a problem among the first Christians. Because they were so generous, there was money to help the widows among them who couldn't support themselves. But there was a disagreement about how that money for the widows was given out. The Jewish Christians from a Greek or Hellenistic background felt that their widows were neglected compared to the widows among the Christians from a more traditionally Jewish background. They brought the problem to the apostles. And Acts chapter 6, verse 3 says that the apostles spoke to the general group of believers. That's the multitude of the disciples mentioned in verse 2. And they pursued the solution with lots of communication and input from the people. They even asked those, probably especially those who felt wronged, to seek out from among you men of good character to do this work. Now, that was a wonderful way to solve the problem. They didn't throw the complainers out. They didn't divide into two congregations. They didn't shun the unhappy people. They didn't form a committee and endlessly discuss the problem. No doubt, there were some people who suggested that the apostles should themselves give more direct attention to the distribution of help to the widows. Instead, the apostles delegated and brought more people into doing the work of ministry. Meeting unmet needs is a great way to bring more people into serving the Lord. But the congregation had to choose men who were, and this is where we get to verse 3, of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. These qualifications focused on the character of the men to be chosen. The apostles were far more concerned with the internal quality of the men than their outward appearance or image. They didn't ask for the most popular or best-looking men. They asked for men of character. Because the men were of good reputation, the church family would have confidence in them, including the ones who complained. The idea behind that phrase, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, is that these men were to be both spiritually minded, that's full of the Holy Spirit, and practically minded, that's full of wisdom. This can be a hard combination to find, but they found seven men who were both qualified and willing. However, notice that the apostles said, whom we may appoint. In other words, the final decision rested with the apostles. They wanted and they valued input from the congregation, but the decision really rested with those apostles. Yet these seven men were to be chosen for simple, practical service. It was important that they be well qualified for several reasons. First, so that they could effectively do the job. Second, so that they would well represent the apostles and the church as a whole. And third, so that their recognized positions would not lead to pride or arrogance. Hey, if you are one of the more practical servants of God's family, ask God to grow you in those areas. Ask Him to grow you of wisdom in the Holy Spirit and wisdom in practical things. And if you aren't serving God in some kind of practical way, then pray for God to bless those practical servants that you do know. You see, even practical service is a great way for us to serve the Lord, His people, and a needy world. And we can have that on our heart and mind today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.